This is Mohammed Nasser, OHMED, NASS, ER, dictating with Dr. Maher Elva. Data services, January 25, 2013. Patient name is Rose Morris, R-O-S-E, space, M-O-R-R-I-S. Date of birth is 7/27/1980. Primary care physician is Dr. Alex Pickens. That's A-L-E-X-P-I-C-K-E-N-S, 15639 West McNichols Road, Detroit, Michigan, 48235. Phone number is 272-2400. Next paragraph, cardiology clinical. Next paragraph, reasons for visit, follow-up. Next paragraph, dear colleagues, you have the pleasure of seeing Miss... Ms. Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S. This patient medical history significant for dilated cardiomyopathy secondary to pre-partum heart disease, New York Heart Association class 2, congestive heart failure with AICD, hypertension and varicose veins. As you know, she's a very pleasant 32-year-old African-American female who came into our clinic today for a follow-up visit. Not today, this visit. Patient is complaining of shortness of breath with exertion. She states that she cannot walk a block or go upstairs. She also states that she still has palpitations.
On the right side, the superficial femoral artery had mild to moderate.
They are random in nature. The patient also states that she's having bilateral lower limb edema.
We performed angioplasty and after that the vessel was reduced to 10%.
That is associated with pain in both of her legs.
The CTO of the right anterior tibial artery pre-procedure, there was...
She dies in chest pain, dizziness, headaches, syncopal or pre-syncopal attacks, or loss of consciousness.
Stenosis was less than 20%. Both vessels were going all the way into the foot.
Period, past medical history. Period, next paragraph, past medical history. Congestive heart failure due to non-ischemic cardiomyopathy.
Conclusions of the finding.
NY, HA class, class 2 with an AICD, period next number, hypertension, period next number, varicose veins with venous insufficiency, period next paragraph, history of C-section. Period. Next paragraph, social distribution. Deny smoking, drinking, alcohol, illicit drug use. Period. Next paragraph, family heart, family history. Consistent of coronary artery disease, and her mother. Period. Next paragraph, allergies. There's no known drug allergies. Period. Next paragraph, current medications. 1, carvedilol. 3.125 milligrams once a day. Next number, lisinopril, 10 milligrams once a day. Next number, Lasix, 20 milligrams once a day. Next number, ferrous sulfate, 325 milligrams 3 times a day. Next number, L-dactone, 12.5 milligrams once a day. Next number, KDOR, 10 MEQ once a day. Next paragraph, physical examination. Vital signs on today's visit, blood pressure was 116 over 87, with a pulse rate of 102, weight of 189, and height of 5 feet 3 inches. Please cut and paste. Almost the exam template.
Laboratory investigations.
Please include plus 3 pitting edema bilaterally.
CBC done on 1/17/2003.
Period. Next paragraph, diagnostic investigations.
Continued in the laboratory investigation.
Freedom Striker of Diagnostic Investigations, Pulmonary Function Test on October 9, 2012.
Continuing on stage 5, please copy.
Showed FVC of 41%, predicted FEV1 of 85%, presented an FEV1 FVC ratio of 83% predicted and a DLC of 58% predicted. MUGA scan done on March 15, 2012 showed an ejection fraction of 32% and a cardiac output of 559.6 on the left. Period. Next paragraph.
Assessment plan.
AI CD.
Today's visit patient's blood pressure was running low and I on the lower end and I looked over 56 millimeters of mercury. And last visit patient's blood pressure was 144 over 71.
AI CD was placed. Was surgically placed January 15, 2013, due to her congestive heart failure.
His blood pressure reading is running high based on his home log that he provided. In addition, the patient states his primary care physician had hydralazine 50 milligrams 3 days. Patient stated that he's been
NYHA class 3.
Blood pressures lately. On today's visit, we recommended that the patient continue on the Novavax 5 milligrams once a day in order to discontinue the hydralazine.
During the period of heart catheterization done on August 22, 2012, showed final conclusion of non-ischemic cardiomyopathy with left ventricular ejection fraction estimated to be 3% with a single RAO view on the left LV gram, elevated LV EDP at about 29 millimeters of mercury consistent with the patient's of severe left ventricular systolic dysfunction and unremarkable coronary angiography. Period. Next paragraph, stress test done on February 13, 2012. So, small size, moderate, severe, anterior, lateral, completely reversible defect consistent with ischemia in the territory typical of the distal LED in the left circumflex area. Small sized, equivocal, abnormal, inferior, completely reversible defect consistent with ischemia in the territory typical of the distal RCA. Period. Next paragraph. Done on July 27, 2012. Showed normal rhythm, no SVBP signals. Period. Next paragraph. CT thorax done on March 4, 2012. Showed no pulmonary atrial filling defects. Heart is enlarged. Small pericardial effusion and small bilateral pleural effusion also present greater on the right than on the left. There is no enlarged mediastinal or hilar lymph nodes. Period. Patchy and confluent areas of increased attenuation identified throughout the lungs greater and along the right upper lobe. Period. Next paragraph. Renal vascular ultrasound study done on March 23, 2011 showed normal right and left renal arteries, no evidence of renal artery stenosis. Period. Next paragraph. Event monitor done on March 26, 2012 revealed sinus rhythm episodes of tachycardia and PVCs. And heart rate ranging between.
Additionally,
90 to 117 BPM. No ST wave changes. No significant arrhythmias.
16-2013. Angio findings of the left lower extremity. Where that the left.
Period. Next paragraph. Swim plan.
Throughout the course.
Preferred cardiomyopathy. This is an known case of preferred cardiomyopathy with congestive heart failure with an ICD placement. She is an NYHA functional class 3. On today's visit, she's complaining of shortness of breath and having which she has been having this runner's breath for a very long time. She is on adalectinol, 12.5 milligrams to alleviate this. The patient is now
the CTO of the right tibial artery. Pre-procedure was 100%. Stenosis after performing the CSI after recommending angioplasty. The stenosis was reduced to less than 20%. Both vessels.
The patient has received her IC deplacement done on Monday, January 14, 2013.
Conclusions of
this period. We will continue to follow up with this patient in regards of her IC deplacement on further visit. Period. A 2D echo was also scheduled for Ms. Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S, due to, so we could continue to monitor her congestive heart failure. Period. Next number, coronary disease. The patient most recently left. Heart catheterization was done on August 22 to 12, showed normal coronary artery angiography. Period. At this time, the patient is denying any chest pain. Therefore, we recommend her to continue on the same medication regimen, and we will continue to monitor her on her next visit. Next number, hypertension. On today's visit, the patient's blood pressure is 116 over 87. Millimeters of mercury, which is well controlled. We recommend her to continue the same medication regimen, and we'll continue to monitor her blood pressure on next visits. We will keep her on carvedilol, lisinopril, A6, and aldactone for this moment, and she's advised to continue to follow up with her primary care physician. Period. Next number, varicose veins, venous insufficiency. Patient is known to have varicose veins, but she is trying conservative management. On today's visit, she's complaining of lower limb edema, which was +3 on physical examination. We had advised her to keep taking her Lasix and to continue to wear compression stockings, also to elevate her legs regularly. Period. She is to follow up with the vein clinic for further evaluation and management as we follow up with her, as well as follow up with our primary care physician. Period. Thank you for allowing us to participate in the care of Ms. Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S. Our phone number has been provided to her to call with any questions or concerns. We will see Ms. Morris, M-O-R-I-S, back in 4 months. And then, meanwhile, she is instructed to continue to see a private care physician for the continuing of care. Sincerely, Mohammed Nasser, YGMEDNESSER, medical student, dictating for Dr. Elder, with all the certifications. It's not an education. Thank you.